Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. Selling your home is an expensive proposition given the commissions that realtors earn. You don't really think about it like the price of a car because you don't pay it in that way, but it's a significant chunk of change. In fact, it probably is worth the price of a car. Over the years, there have been many, many companies who've been trying to kind of break up or disrupt this traditional system. There's Property Guys, there's Comfrey, there's been a bunch. And in other parts of the world, companies like that have done very well. We're going to talk about another digital real estate platform. It is called Wahi. Its CEO, Benji Katchen, is here to talk more about it, how it works, and what they are hoping to achieve. Hello, Benji.
Hello, how are you?
How does Wahi work?
Well, Wahi is a new digital real estate company, and it uses state-of-the-art tools, data, and experiences, really from a consumer-first perspective, to improve it for consumers, but also for realtors.
Give me an example.
So, for example, we provide the most up-to-date localized data, and we offer really a digital first approach to put consumers in control of every step of their home buying journey. So for example, if you're searching for a neighborhood, we have tons of data for 400 neighborhoods in the GTA to help people choose where they might want to live. If you already know where you want to live and you want to search and browse, we have the best search and browse experience to find that house, condo, townhouse that you're looking for. We also have a whole suite of alert features so that you can have an advantage the minute something hits the market that exactly fits your criteria. And the best part of all of this is you can set all of this up yourself on the comfort of your phone or your laptop to really take control of the journey yourself.
How do you make money?
We do make money through the commissions by helping people buy or sell houses. However, because we're able to put consumers more in control, we're able to charge significantly less than what the typical real estate commission is. I mean, you mentioned that it could cost as much as a car. That's no joke. In the GTA, where the typical house is, say, $1 million, there's $50,000 of real estate commission being paid, which is not just a car, it's actually a nice car. We're able to discount that substantially to consumers.
What role does a traditional realtor play in your model? So I'm going to polarize, just to make an example, is if you go with one of those other sites that I mentioned, you do it yourself. You become the realtor, you host your open house. How does it work with Wahi?
No, with Wahi, yes, you have excellent data, and yes, you have amazing information and tools at your fingertips, but you also have the best expertise helping you and guiding you every step of the way. The difference is what we've all learned in a post-Zoom world or post-pandemic world where we can all use Zoom is you don't necessarily have to have these professionals driving around all over the city just to help you buy your house. And that's not to say that place isn't important with real estate. However, the people that help you, and we have our own in-house realtors, we are a realty firm, they're able to do it much more effectively with the information and tools that we give for them to help consumers. And they're also able to be much more efficient with their time because they're not out running around, driving around the city all day long.
Commissions differ across this country. We're a national show. What you pay in Alberta is different than what you would pay, say, in Ontario, for example. But put this into terms that people can understand. What is an average commission that that one would pay? What would be the average commission that one would pay through Wahi?
So the typical commission I mentioned on a $1 million house or in the GTA, for example, if we use that as an example, it's 5%. There's an illusion that buyers don't pay commission because in Canada, typically the seller pays the commission. They pay 5%. Half of that goes to the selling agent, which is about $25,000. However, the notion that the buyer doesn't pay, in my opinion, is simply false because what happens is the seller agent then transfers another $25,000 to the buyer agent. So in essence, it's costing both the seller and the buyer, creating a big spread or a gap between what the buyer's paying and what the seller's receiving for that house. If you buy with Wahi, we take that $25,000 commission that we earn, but we typically give 70% of it back to the buyer. So on average, that's about $20,000 that we're returning to a buyer. And we all know that when, you know, you're buying a house, that's one of the most expensive times in your life. It's one of the times that folks are most financially stretched. And having an extra $20,000 to be able to help either buy furniture or moving costs or all those other expenses with a bit of redecorating or whatever it is that you need when you're moving to a house, I think is the difference between make or break for many people buying in this market.
One of the reasons I would assert that there has been so little innovation in this space, really for generations, is because the dollar value of these decisions is so massive. This is by far the biggest asset most of us will ever have. How do you reassure clients that your process is going to yield for the seller, yield the very best possible price, and for the buyer, the lowest possible price?
In my opinion, what's changed in all this time, you said that the industry hasn't really changed, and to a certain extent, that's correct. But technology has changed. And one of the things that we're able to do is we're able to liberate information to the consumer, whether that's a buyer, a seller, an agent, whoever that is, we're able to liberate information. So for example, you talk about price. One of the things that we've developed is a machine learning model that is the most accurate estimation of what houses are worth up to the minute in the GTA. We track 400 neighborhoods. We track four different dwelling types. We're tracking every single house that's selling. And up to the minute, we have a proven 90% accuracy rate with our WAHI Bestimator tool that estimates what this is worth. So there's a notion of what is fair value. And when you're selling, if you sell with WAHI, of course, you get the full exposure of MLS. In addition, we have an auction tool that consumers can use that opens up the sales process much more widely, even than MLS, with completely transparent bidding. And that's what will assure both the buyer and seller, if it's transparent, that everybody is getting the best or the fairest price for this. If you're a buyer, you can use our tools to estimate value. We have several other tools on our site. And at the end of the day, it's what's a fair price for a property.
The real estate market is very local and it can change on a dime. So you could sell a house one day and next door put the exact same house on the market and see a significantly different price because of rising interest rates or other some such things. How do you stay to the moment, to the minute on what a home is worth given how quickly things are moving these days?
Our data is updated every 15 minutes. So it's almost instantaneous. So as properties sell, they get entered into our machine learning model and we're completely on top of it. Another tool that we offer is called our Market Pulse tool. So the Market Pulse tool looks at 400 unique neighborhoods in the GTA, and we're looking at what bidders are bidding versus asking price up to the minute on a rolling 30-day basis. Bruce, I think you can't really get more recent than that in terms of the recency of the stats that we're looking at. So we really help people stay up to the minute with the recency of our stats.
You've got an auction model. How does that differ from other real estate auction companies?
I'm only aware of a couple of real estate auction companies, but and I can't really speak to them. But what I would say about ours is it's very much like eBay. I think customers are very accustomed to using auctions in other parts of their life. eBay would be probably the best example of a transparent auction model. We built our own auction model from the ground. It allows sellers a certain degree of control in that they can control the reserve price that they're listing their house at. Of course, if the reserve price is way out of whack, it doesn't make sense to go through the process. And that's why we use our Bestimate to sort of help guide where would we set a reserve price. A reserve price means the minimum price that they'd be willing to sell it for. And then we take all of the traditional photos and floor plans and home inspection and everything you would have in a typical listing. We put it on MLS. And after several days of showings, if the seller prefers to sell via auction, we list the auction and we give buyers 48 hours to bid on the property. We pre-qualify them to make sure that they're serious bidders. And we run a transparent auction where everybody can see what's happening with the pricing. It's very different than the typical closed offer presentment process where nobody really knows what's going on other than the number of offers presented.
It reminds me of how they do it in Australia, right? Where everybody stands on the front lawn of the home for sale and waves a little sign. I love it.
Absolutely. We've just invented the 2022 front lawn because it's all digital.
2022 front lawn. Benji, I'm afraid that's all the time that we have, but I really appreciate you joining us to talk about WAHI.
My pleasure. Thanks very much, Bruce.
Benji Katchen is the CEO of Wahi. It is a digital real estate platform. And I'm going to keep my eyes on this. I've been talking about a lot of these kinds of organizations over the last 10 or 15 years. And we'll see what they can do to shake things up a little bit.